Welcome to the Quitting Marijuana Podcast. I'm your host, Jonah, and it is very, very, very good to be with you. Wow, got this little half chihuahua, half terrier, half long-haired dachshund sort of creature leaning up here on me. Woo! She seems like such a normal dog till we get around a real dog. Her head can fit inside your hand. Like, if you were to grab her whole head, like, fits right in there. So she's a cute little ragamuffin. Big licking problem, though. Lick, 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 lick. I don't know if she's got, like, growth on her tongue or her, because her teeth were kind of nasty when we got her. Had to get them cleaned up. Had to pull a couple teeth. So I don't know if she's trying to clean her mouth or if some dogs are just lickers or I don't know what the deal is. But we went for a super long walk this afternoon, and she's acting like she's got to go out. So gosh darn it. Here we go. Hang on. Okay, she's outside, but I'll have to go grab her in a second. They are cracking down on illegal dope shops here. It is, you know, things are finally starting to open up. Things are finally starting to become legal. And so I assume it's just an enforcement to try to scare off the people who are shirking the taxes, right? So if you're doing it illegally, if you're selling dope through, you know, like Washington, D.C., where you buy a gift, or excuse me, you buy like a t-shirt and then they gift you marijuana. And then there are other shops where you just walk in, you buy a club card. You're like, oh, and you pay $10. You're like, I'm a member of this cannabis club. And then somehow it makes it okay for you to buy weed. I don't really understand how that works. Today was the last day of school. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be done. D-O-N-E. You guys, I have got to change the schedule. I can't be doing this once a week. I know I said I got to do it. It's going to help me quit. La, 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 la. I'm realizing that what I need to quit is to be chasing the dreams. And this podcast is a step towards those dreams, right? Because I want to be a motivational speaker someday. Or I want to be able to help the youth, right? And so I'm thinking about, you know, how I can kind of get my foot in the door there. Do I go to youth groups in church first and talk about like the terrible thing that marijuana is? And then once I get enough experiences, then the schools will start listening and letting me come and talk to their kids. And then it's just a snowball after that. But you can't talk to kids if you're not actually sober. And I made it through that last podcast where I was like, "Ooh, I really want to." I pushed through. I went crazy that night. I did core, feet, went to the gym. Like, I just hammered myself into the ground. And then I made it the next day, and I made it the next day, and I made it 21 days since my last burn. And then I smoked, and then I smoked again. And so, it's just crazy, right? So, let's talk about, this is me trying to defend myself, right? So, June 9th, oh, I lifted. June 10th, oh, I ran, and then I shot the bow. June 11th, I lifted. June 12th, I did yoga and core, 10-minute run, shot the bow, 13th, yoga core, 14th, lifted and a run, 15th, yoga, 16th, yoga core, feet, bow, walking the dog with a deer stand on my back, lifting, 17th, did just all SMR that day, self-myofascial release, very good for you, 18th, lifted and I ran, 19th, I hiked, I did core, 20th, core, yoga, bow, some SMR, 21, core, yoga, bow, some SMR. 22, core, basketball, run, and bow. So, yeah, I don't know. I've been pushing myself, but it's a turning point with this whole 10-year thing. It's a turning point, and it's time to open up. Our new principal, she claimed to be transparent about the class lists. The student, I should probably go get the dog. Hang on, I'll be right back. All right, we're back. And I don't know if the principal. So, claim that when all the teachers sit around and have their powwow and put the class lists together, so like my kids who are in kindergarten, all the kindergarten teachers sit around and figure out what would be a good distribution for first grade. And so she swore up and down six ways to Sunday that if they made any changes to it, the teachers would be notified. And it appears to be quite the opposite. It appears to be that changes are being made, nobody's being notified, and the principal is probably covering for our counselor and school psychologist who, in classic fashion, got in there and reshuffled it all around. This has been a problem in years past. People who see kids for a couple minutes, like one day a week or 2 days a week, for some reason think they know more and better about classroom chemistry than the teachers who are with them all day, every day, all year, 180 days. It's pretty fucking dumb. So I was getting ready to tear up the place, and it's like, oh, you know what? The tenure doesn't really kick in until the 30th. So what I've decided, because, you know, I'm hearing it from other grade levels, the decision for me now is to wait and to see if they do it to my grade, because technically, you know, all these other people could be speaking up. They're not. I'm not the building rep for the union, right? So, like, whatever. I ran for that. And then if she does it to the grade level that, you know, we had put together, then I can go to her and confront her and say, you promised transparency, XYZ, what's going on? Like, what's up? And then just take it from there. But it disturbed the wife that I started smoking again. It's just, you know, we had talked about the kids thing, and you can't be smoking if you're going to have kids. And it's like, well, you got to get off of your Mirena first, right? And that's going to be a disaster. And just in terms of her emotions, I'm not saying I don't want to go through it. I'm just saying it's going to be a nightmare. You know, a girl's been on birth control probably more years than she hasn't. And it's going to be wild. So to say that, you know, and I just feel like I felt like I had a little bit of a cushion. I was getting stressed out about school. I was weak. I'm just straight up. Let's just talk about it. I was weak. I'm also scared because I didn't probably do a good job explaining that night where, you know, I felt like the devil was trying to take me over. But I knew when I smoked the next day that I had planted a seed inside of me. And it wasn't the good kind of seed, like a weed seed. What I meant was like a plant you don't want to be there. But yes, weed is one of those plants. So a seed had been planted inside of me that I was not done smoking yet. Right. It's the last day of school. It's time to start reaching for the brass ring. It's time to start chasing the dream. Gonna have tenure, have more flexibility. So I'm going to start my new podcast. I have the description finally nailed down. I think I have the name nailed down as well. And first episode will be released next week. That's where I'm going to focus most of my efforts on this podcast. I'm going to touch base with everybody. I'm going to say once a month. I hope it's more than that, but you know, here I promised I would do it every 7 days, and I keep doing, you know, 7.5 days, right? So my hope is that through doing that podcast, through tackling my summer work, and I'm already halfway done with one course. Oh, and good news, my school district, in theory, is going to be reimbursing me. I'm still waiting for the superintendent's signature on it, but I will get reimbursed for all these courses, which is, hello, super sweet. Because going to have to start paying back those student loans. Old President Biden there, he promised and promised to get the votes. And now the Supreme Court is going to say, you are out of line, buddy. And it's crazy because it's happening right before, you know, right around the next vote. I mean, it's still going to be echoing in people's minds. Now, however, they did say if you have another crisis, that you could extend it. So, you know, tinfoil hat time. Do we have another crisis pending? God only knows. I don't know if anybody listened to the Joe Rogan RFK podcast, but it was sick. It was awesome. It was thought-provoking. Both individuals were clearly, you know, speaking for themselves and speaking what they believe to be truth. And it sure sounded like truth to me. Like, I don't know at what point in this country we decided people can't think for themselves. At what point in this country adults have to be told what to think or what to do. And then people say, well, the detractors from that say, well, so people are so stupid. Look at XYZ. Look what decisions they made. No, actually, they made those decisions because you forced them into a corner, right? Like, you didn't give people nuanced, balanced options. You did not go for a nice long-form discussion like Joe has on his podcast. Like, there was no three-hour presentation of where you stand on XYZ. You know, people were called to be deplorables, right? Like, oh, you're deplorable. Wow, really? No, it's like, that's how I feel a little bit about religion and Christianity. People smarter than me are not Christians. right? They don't believe in Jesus Christ. And people smarter than me are Christians, right? People dumber than me are Muslims. People dumber than me are Christians. People smarter than me are Muslims. People smarter than me are Hindus. So it's just weird when you act like somebody's an idiot for feeling as though they want a particular president. And believe me, I think that people who want Joe Biden to be president again are fucking idiots. The man can't string two words together. He can't even stay on his own feet. It's a nightmare. And it looks as though they're unraveling the strings, right? They're going to use Hunter Biden to get to him. And then Gavin Newsom will probably step up because the establishment will not let RFK. Do you know he's already being censored? Like his podcast with Theo Vaughn got taken down. His podcast with Jordan Peterson got taken off YouTube. People are being demonetized. So obviously this guy must be speaking some truth for the Matrix to be putting the squeeze on him. So new podcast is in the future. Obviously, you know, chasing the brass ring with the college courses, with my training, with working this summer, and also going to be doing some traveling with the wife, going to explore the region, try to do some cool things, hiking fire towers and stuff like that. And then in the fall, it is full-on kick-ass take names with kindergarten. You know, I rail against the world wondering why they don't see things the way I do. And I haven't given them a reason to consider it. Not because I haven't necessarily presented ideas, but because I haven't demonstrated that those ideas work. And so this year, I'm going hog wild. You know, it's going to be, what do I got to do to make these kids elite? You know, how do I prove success in kindergarten? And I'm also going to be tackling the trails behind the school. Going to get some closure on that. I'm hoping that I can somehow get permission to be the one who mows them, so that way it's always mowed and the tick problem goes away. And I'm going to get the trails labeled. I'm going to measure the distances. I'm going to have the signs put up. So it's just, there's a lot of good things in my future. There's a lot of great projects to tackle. And I have to start doing them. This podcast is cool, but it gets a little bit repetitive if I'm not having those conversations with other people. Those are awesome. Those are phenomenal. I love that. If you want to have a conversation, please reach out. quittingmarijuanapodcast@gmail.com. But when I don't, you know, when I can't string a whole long slew of days together, right, I feel like a failure for everybody listening. Like, I saw one review, and this, believe me, I felt like a failure way before I saw the review, but I saw a review on Apple Podcasts, and the guy was like, spoiler alert, he smoked again. Daria once said, no, it's all good, because the title of your podcast is Quitting Marijuana. And I'm still in the process of quitting, so it's all good. But that's just her being really kind. My hope is this. If I can start doing, you know, once a month, once every couple of weeks, then I can update you guys on actual progress. Like, I'm getting my guiding license. Just all sorts of stuff, all sorts of little projects that I'm tackling. And so I can get on here, I can update you, I can, you know, at this point, you know, talk about side effects again of quitting. And it's the doing, I hope, that is more inspirational. It's the, you know, what has he accomplished? Like, he's getting out of the green smoke, and what is he able to do with that? And I'd love to hear what you guys can do with it, right? Like, if you're someone who's already quit for a long time, like, how has it impacted you in a positive way? Like, please send me an email. That would be awesome. I'd love to read that to everybody. But yeah, so I don't know, you guys. It's all good news. I fucked up. I made it 21 days. I fucked up. I smoked again. But we're leaving town this weekend, so I'm not going to be able to burn. And then when I get back, it's game on. Like, I told the wife, I needed that closure on the school year. And, you know, I'm just looking for a new identity, and now I'm going to be able to step into that. We did get a listener who submitted an audio file. And stoked to share that with everybody, kind of get his story. So stay tuned, I guess. I would say I've never asked anybody to subscribe, but I guess it would, like, you know, it would lend some credence in the future for me, I guess, if I was able to say, oh, like, look at this podcast. It's got so many subscribers, or, oh, it's got so many reviews. I have no idea if you subscribe, other than when I launch it, I see, you know, like X number of downloads within the hour. So it's like, oh, okay, cool, some subscribers. But yeah, subscribe, because you don't know when the next one's going to be released. Leave me a review just for to help me stay motivated, and again, to kind of pad the old resume for the future. And I'm sorry I'm not more juiced up. I mowed the lawn, I came home, I tore it up, I did a lot of great stuff, and I'm just plumb wore out. But remember to find satisfaction in the struggle and peace in the moment. We'll see you next time.
Anyway, I started being a listener probably a few months ago. I would say like 6 months ago. I was in a very low point in my life mentally and even physically. Physically as well. But anyway, I was smoking a lot of weed and I couldn't stop. And I'm not like you. Like, okay, if I have responsibilities, I'll finish them and then I will smoke. But usually if I have none, or even if I have ones where it doesn't require human interaction, like being at a job or at school or something like that, then I would just smoke and try to do the task or end up not doing it at all. But anyway, my weed story. Why do I say weed is killing me? So that's the title of the email I sent you. By the way, I sent you this email because I was not sure if it was the correct email, so I was being lazy and I just sent a thought-provoking or intriguing, maybe a bit extreme question. But weed is killing me from a health perspective, from a mental perspective, from a financial perspective, and overall life fulfillment, I would say. And I can get into all these areas, but it's gonna be too much, so maybe it's better to start chronologically. I started smoking weed, I wouldn't say quite early, it was after finishing high school. I tried weed like when I was 17, didn't really get high. At 18 I tried and I got really high, but in college I met this guy and we kind of like bonded, and our mutual friend was the weed. I mean, this guy is still my best friend today, but whenever we see each other we have to smoke. Like, it builds this connection between us, which is beautiful, but there's also the vice from it that he and me both seek to quit weed in a way. Like, both don't feel fulfilled when we smoke regularly, that is. But anyway, yeah, I met this guy in college and kind of started from there, and here I am from 18, now I'm 23, that's 5 years. It wouldn't be a mistake if I said that I'm a regular smoker of the grass. So, by the way, I'm holding a J while I'm talking to you, sorry. But yeah, I've tried to quit, and I've been successful. Like, the most I've gone so far, I believe, is 2 months or 3 months. And every time I quit, I'm like, wow, like, what was I thinking? Life without weed is so awesome. You wake up to the real world, you know? You kind of on the same frequency as the people around you, and you know what to pursue, and I don't know, weed just makes reality foggy in a way. It is escapism in its essence, escapism. Yeah, sorry. I am currently in Italy and I'm battling multiple languages, so my accent could be off. Anyway, I'm from this little country in the Balkans and quite unknown to the Western world, I'd say. But yeah, man, I just wanted to reach out, and sorry if I'm ranting too much, but I am seeking to quit marijuana a long time, I would say. The last 3 years since smoking. The first 2 years were nice, enjoyable, and chill, but now it's a detriment to my life. So yeah, man, I'm currently battling it. And as in your podcast, like the first episode, because I went from the first one to the last one, and there was a period where you basically, I was predicting your behavior because I've been in that position so many times. You were like, okay, I'm gonna throw the weed. You threw the weed outside, then you went looking for it, you couldn't find it. You tried to scrape out some kind of tar from the grinder and smoke that. I have been in all those positions. The length I've gone to retrieve the weed that I've thrown away because I was so fed up with it was like it's funny. And now I was surprised, like when you achieve 60 days sobriety, I believe it was from it. And I've done that myself, but currently I'm in such a low place where doing it seems almost impossible. But every time I smoke, the voice is there telling me that I should quit. And that's all it takes.